From KBI Newsroom in Colombia, I'm Afshan Masani. Less than one-third of local governments by the end of 2023 had spent any money received from a massive settlement with opioid manufacturers and distributors for their role in opioid crisis. That's according to a report from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton has reports that it's been more than a year after the first payments from the settlement began arriving in local coffers.
Missouri's set to receive hundreds of millions from the settlements. The state and 150 local governments are receiving funds over the next two decades. That money must be used for treatment, prevention, and other addiction abatement. According to the state, local governments had used just 11% of settlement funds by the end of last year, and two-thirds of local governments hadn't spent any funds. Shelley Weitzman is an addiction policy expert at the Georgetown Law Center. She says sitting on the huge monetary windfall isn't necessarily a red flag.
We actually don't always want to see a rush to just get the money out the door without taking a closer look at where could it be most maximized.
St. Louis, Jefferson, Franklin, and Phelps counties had not yet spent any of the settlement payouts. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Between 2018 and 2022, Tyson Foods released more than 370 million pounds of pollution. That's according to a report released this week by the Union of Concerned Scientists, which looks at public data from Tyson's larger meat processing facilities. Kelly McGinnis is the executive director of the Mississippi River Network.
This report shows an astonishing impact on water quality by one company, and that is only in regards to the actual meat processing.
McGinnis says it doesn't account for the large animal feeding operations right next to the meat packing plants or the smaller facilities that don't have to report pollution data due to EPA. The Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services is hosting a community health fair from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Columbia Health Department building at 1005 West Worley Street. The event is open to all Columbia residents and will offer health resources, including vaccinations and free STI testing. The first 20 people to take an STI test will receive a $25 gift card to a grocery store of their choice. Columbia Boone County Health Department Representative Carla Teague says the health fair is an opportunity to connect with the community and build trust in healthcare workers.
At the health fair, we'll have resources. We'll have WIC. Women and children will be handing out diaper coupons. We will also be giving them information about other resources we offer. And I think a lot of people don't even know what we offer. It's a lot.
You can find more information about the fair at kbia.org. As Columbia welcomes warmer weather this weekend, the Arcade District is preparing for its largest event to date, CoolFest 2024. The event will feature live music, a maker's market, and a comics and gaming mini convention. The organizers expect more than 3,000 people to attend. Elizabeth Keach is the event's coordinator. She says it's a great opportunity for members of the community to explore new and old hobbies while supporting local businesses.
CoolFest is really for everybody. I mean, there's something for everyone around here. This area is so great and up and coming, and there's just so much to offer. And I think that is one of the reasons why we want to put on things like this, just to kind of support the community and local growth.
The event is free to enter, but Keach and the event's vendors hope that everyone walks away with something, including enthusiasm, to return to the Arcade District. I'm Afshan Musani, KBIA News, Columbia.